Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And let's bring in James Rapine, who is our Indians beat reporter, and he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hey, James, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. Hi, Trevor Bauer coming through with the perfect answer after the game last night. I wanted him to be mad. I wanted him to be like, I could throw 300 pitches. I was going to get a no-hitter last night. But, man, he didn't do it. And I'll tell you what, he came off as a good team guy. And if you had any questions about him last night, maybe he answered some.
Yeah, I agree. I think he came off as a leader. I think he showed maturity. Here's the thing, though. I'm surprised that so many people were shocked at his lack of anger, I guess, with the decision. To me, Trevor's a guy who always uses logic and looks at numbers and breaks things down. Well, he issued 6 walks. You know, he hit a batter. He had 116 pitches. So if he had a little more control yesterday, he would have lasted longer. So to me, I was kind of expecting that answer, but it was good to hear it. It was good to see him. And I wrote about it. He led by example. If you're one of these young pitchers, in the bullpen especially, or if you're anyone on this roster that's just starting out, and you look at Trevor Bauer, who's known to be this guy who isn't afraid to make headlines, is talking about World Series and talking about what wins are most important, you can get behind that. So I really liked his answer yesterday.
James, it's so early. All right, let's get that out of the way. But anything starting to settle in that makes you think, all right, they're going to stand pat with the rotation, or they're going to move a guy and bring in some other guys, and not pitching-wise, but, you know, turn Kluber or Bauer into something else? Or are they looking at Columbus, and we just went over the outfielders who all the top 3 guys in the order all had 2 hits yesterday. Anything settling in yet?
I think it's the latter. I think what it is now is let's evaluate this bullpen. Let's hope that our guys get healthy, and then they're also hoping that the guys in AAA, like you mentioned, I know you guys have been talking about it over the past couple of segments, can Cargo be Cargo? He looked it yesterday. Can Mercado potentially contribute down the line this season? So that there are players waiting in the wings. Bradley Zimmer, who's now dealing with an injured oblique, can he figure that out? Or injured side? Yeah, so there are guys waiting, the guys that they're hoping can come in and contribute, and they're just hoping that the players that they have up right now that they're playing on an everyday basis can kind of hold the fort down. I don't think we're really worried about the trade deadline or trading a starter at this point. I think it's too early in the season.
All right, let me throw this at you, because you talked about the guys that played last night, Maben and Mercado and Cargo. How soon do you think we'll see any of those guys up, in particular Mercado, because, you know, that's all about the clock with him. And then Kipnis also goes this weekend. So let's first touch on the outfield. Let's talk about Kipnis.
Okay. I think Carlos Gonzalez, assuming he performs at a high level, he would be the first one up out of the outfielders. I think they signed him with the idea that he would come up and he would be able to contribute almost right away, assuming that everything went well in the minor leagues. He has an opt-out date of April 20th. So assuming that he plays well for Columbus and shows everything he needs to show, I would expect him up here in a week, 2 at the latest. I mean, it's April 5th right now, so 2 weeks at the latest, they'll have to make a decision on Cargo.
That opt-out is his, right? He can either say, I'm staying or I'm going, or is that the Indians?
I believe it's a mutual opt-out.
Okay.
So odds are, if they say, hey, we're not bringing you up, he's going to want to go back into free agency and try to get on with a big league club elsewhere. So,
gotcha. Yeah,
I would expect that kind of to be the decision time as far as Carlos Gonzalez goes. As for Mercado, I get it. I get wanting to see the young guy, but they have a lot of outfielders right now. And I think it might be a little longer than we think. Could be dead wrong about that, but it's just you look at this lineup and this roster right now, and they have plenty of outfielders. So, and they're going to have to move one down potentially when Carlos Gonzalez comes up. So I wouldn't be surprised if they let Mercado continue to develop in AAA, and then decide to bring him up maybe later in the season if there's an injury or something like that.
They might have plenty of outfielders, James, but do they have plenty of outfielders who are getting the job done? It's two different things, right?
It's totally two different things. I agree with you. But I think that they'll probably view it as an outfield of Jake Bowers, Carlos Gonzalez, and Leonis Martin can get it done on most days. They're really high on Jake Bowers. Carlos Gonzalez, we're assuming that he shows what we think he can show and what they think he can show. But I have a feeling that he's going to be able to contribute when he gets up here. And then Leonis Martin, yeah, two hits yesterday. I know he's struggling some. He's certainly not your ideal leadoff hitter. But he's a guy that is well-liked in the locker room, is a pretty good defender. So I think they feel comfortable with him at center.
All right, back to Kipnis. He'll be there starts today. How long do you think he'll be there for, and how soon do you think they want to get him up?
I wouldn't be, and he said it yesterday, I wouldn't be shocked if he joins next week, late next week maybe. He said he would need a week's worth of starts or so, or he expects that. He doesn't necessarily need it, but he expects to get about a week's worth of starts in AAA, and that he's hoping to join the team on the road trip, which they could use him. And it's so funny to see this, the fans, and just see everyone really kind of turn on Jason Kipnis from, I can't believe Jason Kipnis is the second baseman, to, hey, when's Kipnis get back? He's going to help out. So it kind of shows where the Indians' middle infield is right now and the issues they've had. But, yeah, he's healthy. He went through an extensive workout yesterday at Progressive Field, running the bases, was certainly sweating, moving, et cetera. So I would expect him to get some rehab starts, and as long as everything checks out and he doesn't have a setback, with the Indians here shortly.
All right, so with this in mind, Tito gets the contract extension. Is this thing an extremely, and it feels this way to me, James, extremely stable, we're just going to sit back, we're going to let this thing grow, and maybe when we get to the trade deadline, maybe you make a move. Maybe you bring up Mercado later in the season, as you said. To me, it reeks of stability, and let's play this out and not panic at all and see where this goes. Would you agree or no?
I would agree, and I think that's the way the Indians operate. I don't think they make panic moves. I think everything they do is calculated. If the lineup struggles for five games, they're not going to freak out. They're not going to jump off the deep end, and that's their job, honestly. Front offices shouldn't act with emotion, and they don't. So I'm with you. I think that if there is a big move, it would come before the trade deadline, and they're just hoping right now to hold down the fort, hoping for Carlos Gonzalez to show something. I think they've been surprised, pleasantly surprised, with Hanley Ramirez, who showed some power. His average isn't there, but it showed some power here at the early part of the season. And they'll let it play out. And then when they realize what's weak, maybe they need to add a bullpen arm, maybe they need to add an outfielder, then they can wait and do that at the All-Star, or not at the All-Star break, at the trade deadline. So I'm with you. I think they're going to get a bigger sample size before they react to any of their weaknesses or any of their concerns.
Hey, James, I know we haven't had a chance to talk to you about this, but you know what did it mean that Terry Francona got the contract extension? What does that mean for the franchise, the organization, and what Indians fans can expect in the future?
I think it's huge. I think it, for a variety of reasons. Look, the fact that you keep him, one, it means that he, looking at all the offseason moves that everyone's concerned about, wanted to stay, wanted to be part of the solution. And I think if the Indians were going into full-blown rebuild mode, where they plan on winning 65 games, which was never the plan, if they were doing that, I doubt Tito would want to stick around. He answered it differently the other day, but why would you do that at this stage of your career? So I think it's a sign that, yeah, they might have to retool. Yeah, they might have to trade some guys and stuff, but they still plan on winning. And that, to me, is the biggest thing if you're an Indians fan. The other thing is, look, he's one of the best managers in baseball. He's going to be a Hall of Fame manager. The fact that you're able to keep him, how many coaches have we seen with the Browns? How many coaches, including Ty Lue, who won the championship, have we seen with the Cavaliers? So stability is a good word to use, but when you're talking about Terry Francona and the Indians being able to keep him through 2022.
James, where do you think Bobby Bradley is? They're the first baseman who's a power-hitting guy down in Columbus right now. Where is he in their thought process?
I don't entirely know. I'm not sure if he's completely on their radar at this point. I mean, you look at all the outfielders, and I know quality is important, but they have a lot of guys up here. They have some veterans that they've obviously signed in Maven and Gonzalez. Gonzalez is very likely of the two to make it to the big league club. And they go out and they sign a DH and Hanley Ramirez, and he's up here now. So to me, maybe September call up, maybe an injury replacement, obviously, but I think that that's he's more of a let's let him develop in AAA. And maybe he's in the 2020 plans. And if things change, maybe he comes up this year. But as of now, I could see it being a 2020 scenario.
All right, so last question for you, because there were people talking about this. At what point will you, James Rapine, put the panic button on the Indians if things aren't going perfect?
Well, I mean, they are 3-3. It's not like they're 0-6.
They're on pace for 82 wins. 81, sorry, 81.
Yeah, as bad as they've been in the bullpen, Edwards yesterday, certainly shaky, even Hand caused a scare there. And obviously the hitting has been atrocious. The hitting is going to get better. Even if they left the lineup the way it is and didn't have Carlos Gonzalez, didn't have some of these guys coming up, it would get better, because no one's going to hit .092, you know, or .92 on the season. It's just not going to happen. And some of those guys have just awful batting averages through six games. So the hitting's going to get better. Sure, the weather has a factor. They haven't used that as an excuse, but it is a factor. And they have guys coming up. So, yeah, I think I'm a long way from pushing the panic button, barring injuries, knock on wood. I mean, that's really the only thing early in the baseball season that would cause me, given this rotation, given who the manager is, and given the Indians' history, that would cause me to press the panic button.
All right, we will read your stuff at 923thefan.com, and I always enjoy listening to you on all the other shows, James. So keep up the good work, and we will talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. And, Jeff, did you see Adam Jones? He has 3 home runs already.
How about that, huh?
And 1 fan ejection, right?
Yeah, and he got a fan tossed.
Man, the Indians really missed it there. I would have loved for Adam Jones to get a trad fan tossed at Progressive Field.
That would have been great.
Here's one. Maybe he didn't want to play here. Has anyone ever thrown that one out?
He was looking for a gig.
Maybe he thought he could land another team. Maybe he didn't want to play for the Indians.
Maybe you throw him another $1 million and he's in, James.
Maybe he didn't want to play for the Indians.
Right.
James, thank you. Appreciate it. Take care. We'll talk to you
soon.
Thanks, guys. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.